Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, June 7. Coming up, Prime Minister mourns passing of Jamaica Football Federation President Captain Horace Burrell. GSAT results to be released tomorrow, and plans on track for staging of Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference. The details after the break.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competencies with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has paid tribute to President of the Jamaica Football Federation, JFF, Captain Horace Burrell, who passed away on Tuesday after a battle with cancer. Burrell was 67 years old. Describing Captain Burrell as one of Jamaica's finest, Mr. Holness praised Burrell for his dedication and vision in the administration of the nation's football program, which culminated in Jamaica's appearance at the 1998 World Cup in France. Mr. Holness said the nation has lost not only a father of our international football reputation, but also a man who invested significantly in community development through his business, Captain's Bakery, by sponsoring many leagues throughout the island. While extending condolences to Captain Burrell's family, friends, and colleagues, Mr. Holness urged the nation to pause and reflect on the life and contributions of the late JFF president. Meanwhile, Sports Minister Olivia Grange also expressed sadness at Captain Burrell's passing, describing him as a patriot who was fully committed to the development of the sport in Jamaica. She adds that the country owes Captain Burrell a huge debt of gratitude for his work, and his legacy will forever influence the growth of Jamaica's football. Results for the 2017 Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, will be made public tomorrow, bringing to an end months of nervous anticipation by thousands of prep and primary school students who sat the examination in March. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the results compiling process was completed in record time this year, and the results are ready for dissemination to the various primary level schools across the island.
And we will present the detail of the results Thursday, tomorrow, June 8th at 3 p.m. at the offices of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information.
The Education Minister was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister this morning. Cabinet has given approval for a bill to amend the Trafficking in Persons Prevention, Suppression and Punishment Act to have a judge alone try human trafficking offenses. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, who is also chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, says this move is geared at fostering a less intimidating atmosphere for victims who have to give evidence in court.
Jury trials for this case is difficult because you have to appreciate what the victim has gone through when they go there to sit and face the monsters who had them enslaved. It's not easy.
Ms. Palmer adds that the government is also moving to strengthen the law to make orders of restitution to victims enforceable. As it currently stands, Ms. Palmer says, offenders are able to ignore orders of restitution without penalty. Ms. Palmer was addressing a ceremony to hand over a bus to the Jamaica Constabulary Force Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit at the Ministry of Justice recently. And plans are far advanced for the staging of the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference 2017. Chairman of the conference, Earl Jarrett, says some 1,200 participants are expected to attend the event, which will be held from July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. He says the event over the years has proven successful owing to the many achievements.
We have been able to convene over those many years. And that in itself is an achievement. The fact that you have been able to continue to engage with the Jamaican community for them to continue to have those conversations. So what I'd say is that the convening each year, the discussion points each year, the policies each year have been net positive for Jamaica institutionally on a specific basis.
Mr. Jarrett was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. He says the conference will bring together Jamaicans living overseas and at home to look at the role of the diaspora and how it can achieve the long-term objectives of Jamaica. The Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference will be held under the theme Partnering for Growth. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.